Welcome home, my dear. I missed you so much. You have been going out so often lately. What? Are you surprised to find me in your bed? Oh, that's right. I haven't shown myself in a visible form for quite some time now. You have been so busy, but here's the thing. You have also been touching yourself quite a lot, and remember the last time when you came for me and I told you that this orgasm would be mine? Well, I didn't know this either before. I noticed that I was getting stronger and stronger with every time you climaxed, but it seems like all the orgasms you are having in this apartment all by yourself are dedicated to me now, and it's making me stronger. I mean, I might be a ghost, but I can manifest myself now everywhere in your apartment. I could hardly step out of the mirror before. So that's nice, isn't it? Are you just going to stand there? Or are you going to lay down beside me like the good boy you are? I think we can leave your shyness behind us now. Come, come here. Be good for me. Lay down. I mean, it's your bed, but let's be real here. This apartment will always be mine. And I don't think I will ever leave it, but I don't have to, don't I? Because now... Now I have you. Good boy. Good boy. You're laying down for me. See, that's nice. Why the PJs, though? You can take them off for me, can't you? Maybe I can even give you a hand now. Let's see. I can touch the fabric. Isn't this nice? Let's open these buttons, one after one, and yeah, take it off. And now the pants too, just pull them down for me. I want to see your skin, I want to see if I can touch you now. My beautiful, beautiful boy. By the way, you have given up searching for a substitution for me, haven't you? Let me stroke your chest. You can feel my touch now, can't you? Might be a bit ghostly still, but I can see the goosebumps on your chest, so you are definitely feeling something now. That's very nice. So I noticed that you stopped chasing other girls. Because you are my good boy now. And no one will love you like I do. Isn't that right? You are mine now. And you are going to be good for me. You have seen it yourself, haven't you? That you are being the best you when you are doing what I tell you. Let's be real here one more time. You never came so hard before, like the time I told you to come for me. Oh, look at you getting hard just as I mentioned that you're coming for me. Mm-hmm. I like what I'm seeing. No. Don't touch yourself yet. This time I want to savor this even more. So here's what's going to happen now. You lay flat on your back for me, just like you are doing it now. And you just let me caress your skin a little bit more. Oh, I intend to touch you almost everywhere, just not your crotch area. Not yet. I want to savor your skin, how you shiver and those sweet little notes you make when you're getting all excited. You know, it's not only you who who feels insanely ecstatic. It's also that I feel so very much alive again. I've never thought that this would be possible. So you are being so good for me. Your tender skin, your smooth arms and hips, legs. Oh, I'm just teasing you. You really, really want me to touch your cock, don't you? Okay, let's do it together then, because I want to guide your hand with mine. Let's see if we can touch you now. My grip on your shaft feels good, doesn't it? I love it that you're so, so hard for me. It's hot. So very, very hot. You're so good. So aroused, so needy. I love it. Now say it. Say that you crave this. And now you're saying it respectfully again. Or I squeeze you a little bit harder. Say, I crave this, my lady. That's better. You earned yourself some slow pumps with my hand and yours. Just savoring your hardness a little bit more. You look so delicious. Oh, are you shivering for me? That's so nice. Good boy. Good boy.